Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, offering sustainable meats, made-from-scratch side dishes, and sweet treats for the holiday season, with 10 neighborhood locations. More information at pccnaturalmarkets.com/holiday.
Okay, Nance, I feel as though I can confess this to a person like you. One of my favorite things to do is eat, and while I'm eating, read a cookbook.
I do that all the time, Stein. I know you're always saying, why aren't I online looking at recipes and things? I love nothing more than to hold a cookbook in my hand.
While you're eating.
While I'm eating,
now,
of course.
Now, here's the
because
thing.
Because we're always thinking of the next meal, right?
Yeah, yeah. But here's the thing. Is it better to read a cookbook about the kind of cuisine that you're eating at the moment, or is it better to read a cookbook about a totally different kind of cuisine? Either way, I always find that whatever recipe I'm reading, I'm wishing I was eating that.
That's because you're such a forward thinker.
Others would call me a flippity-gibbet.
A will-o'-the-wisp.
A clown. Excuse me. Well, as long as we're talking about cookbooks, let's talk about some great holiday gift cookbooks, okay? And I've got two candidates. One, of course, from my main man, J. Kenji Lopez Alt, and his The Food Lab book. And another from Susan Volland, who hails from right around these parts with a terrific book, Mastering Sauces. You've got that too, don't you?
I think if there's one cookbook I would send people to, it's Mastering Sauces.
This thing covers everything from acidity to zesters. And in between, there's stuff like cheese water. This is everything you need to know about making sauces, except for one little item. But I'm not going to say what it is just yet.
Okay. Well, I like that it's really very down-to-earth and chatty. And she's not above telling you how to make things quick and easy. For people who like Asian ingredients and flavors as much as you and I do, there's a lot to love in that book, including plenty of saucing ideas and techniques for vegans, even.
Except for that one Asian sauce she does not mention.
And that is?
The caviar of the Orient, XO sauce.
No XO sauce, huh?
No XO sauce, but it's okay. I already know how to make that.
Okay, well, I'm going to give her a lot of X's and O's for the chapter, Sauces That Start with a Can of Tomatoes. Is that great or what?
Yeah, better than a can of Campbell's soup.
Definitely.
Let's also talk about J. Kenji Lopez Alt's The Food Lab. All kinds of conventional wisdom he explodes through experimentation. Stuff like why it's actually better to start a steak over low heat and then go to the high heat to sear it at the end instead of the other way around. The guy's got 24 pictures of eggs cooked from 0 to 12 minutes. I mean, that's the kind of thoroughness J. Kenji Lopez Alt has deployed for this book, The Food Lab. It's a big one, too. So when you're not reading it, you can use it to chalk the wheels of your private jet.
And then there's the book I would suggest for people who love the San Juan Islands. It's Sea and Smoke, Flavors for the Untamed Pacific Northwest. That book is by Blaine Wetzel and Joe Ray, and it tells the story of the Willows Inn on Lummi Island.
And I know you've got at least one more, Nance.
For those who have that sweet tooth in your life, the Theo Chocolate, Recipes and Sweet Secrets by Deborah Music and Joe Winnie, written with Leora Bloom, who did all the recipe testing of some really great recipes, both sweet and savory, for chocolate lovers.
We're talking about four good cookbooks to get for yourself or someone else. Susan Volland's Mastering Sauces, J. Kenji Lopez Alt's The Food Lab, Better Home Cooking Through Science, and
Sea and Smoke, Flavors for the Untamed Pacific Northwest by Blaine Wetzel and Joe Ray, and Theo Chocolate, Recipes and Sweet Secrets by Deborah Music and Joe Winnie with Leora Bloom.
With KPLU food reader Nancy.
I'll be in a minute. Just one more chapter.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Oh, roasted cauliflower parmesan sauce.
Stein.